Hello and welcome to another episode of Africa's Victors, where we unpack stories found within Africa's history. My name's Kuridi and today we are travelling all the way to the Aksum Kingdom, which is modern day Eritrea and northern Ethiopia. Apologies in advance if I mispronounce any of the names and or places. Okay, let's go. King Ezana was born in 325 AD. At the time of his birth, his father, Aya Amida, was king. And during one of his conquests, he had captured a boy, a young man named Frumentius. And rather than executing him, he brought him back to the Aksum Kingdom and made him the tutor of his son, and he was a Syrian monk. So as Ezana's teacher, he passed on his own beliefs, which were Christian beliefs. He passed on the teachings and the beliefs of Jesus Christ to Ezana. Ezana's father eventually died, but Ezana was still quite young, so his mother became the ruler in the meantime. During that time, Frumentius continued to work and be his tutor, even though he had now gained his freedom. When Ezana became of age, he took over the kingdom from his mother and became king of the Aksum Kingdom. He declared that the Aksumite kingdom was a Christian kingdom, and he minted coins with the sign of the cross on it in order to spread the religion throughout his kingdom and in neighboring kingdoms too. These coins were noted to be the first ever coins to have any form of Christian symbols on them, making the Aksumite kingdom one of the oldest Christian kingdoms in the world. Okay, this is pretty big for me because this story, this narrative was not consistent with what I'd heard about how Christianity was spread in Africa. I'd always thought it was the Europeans that brought Christianity to the continent and essentially weaponized it in a way so that they could oppress Africans. So I had to do some digging. I had to really understand the timeline. Records show that Europeans began to explore the African continent in the 15th century. But Ezana reigned in the 4th century, which was the same century that the Romans legalized Christianity in their kingdoms and territories. So Christianity was on the African continent around the same time that it was on, or just fresh and new as well, or accepted on the European continent. Wow, this is huge to me because it's really dispelled some myths and misinformation, to be honest, that I personally held. Because to find out that Christianity wasn't new information to our ancestors at the time that the Europeans came is really wow. Not to say that Christianity wasn't misused in any way by Europeans. This information doesn't negate that at all. But to know that Christianity most likely would have spread around the continent regardless of whether Europeans came or not is quite liberating in a sense, because perhaps it helps us to move away from this idea or this feeling that if it wasn't for the use of Christianity on the continent, if it wasn't for this or if it wasn't for that, things would be different. If I'm being really honest, when I started Africa's Victors, I was simply in search of really great stories. I wanted to know more about Africa's history and hoped maybe along the way I would be inspired and encouraged. But it's been so much more. As we're looking at King Ezana's story today, I'm realizing that our history has answers to questions we didn't even know needed answering. And the more answers we get, the more liberated and empowered we become, because we begin to move or shift from being the victims of our narrative to being the victors. King Ezana's story so far has shown me that history didn't just happen to us. We happened to history. We made history. Okay, let me get back to the story. So the Aksum Kingdom prospered under the reign of King Ezana. They were dominant in all areas and all sectors. They controlled the Red Sea route, which continues to be one of the busiest trading channels till this day. The minted coins that we spoke of earlier that had the Christian symbols on it have been found in Greece and India, which really goes to show the extent to which the Aksumites traded with all the other regions around them. The Aksum Kingdom expanded into modern day Sudan, Kenya, parts of southern Arabia, and even Somalia. And of course, King Ezana spread Christianity throughout all of his territories and the places that he conquered. He was also known for treating his subjects with dignity and respect. He wouldn't enslave them or discriminate against them or even oppress them. He'd allow them to resettle in the fertile and bountiful land that they would find within the Aksumite kingdom. This kind of treatment of one's subjects and colonies was unheard of in the 4th century. I mean, if we look throughout history, it's probably unheard of just in general. Additionally, he was a diplomat. He would persuade other leaders from other provinces to come together for common interests. So basically, King Ezana was just an upstanding human being, to be honest. This guy just won over everybody he met. He was just that person. And he was smart enough to write it all down so that history would remember him for all his great exploits and conquests and achievements. You can find all of this on his curved stone called Steel, which is located in the Northern Steel Field in Ethiopia. Absolutely amazing. I think that Frumentius, Ezana's tutor, is the unsung hero of the story. I think he shows us the importance and the influence that our teachers in our formative years have on us. Frumentius literally changed the continent of Africa by just teaching Ezana what he knew. That's it. Teachers are arguably the most important people in our lives. Yet, I don't think we really place enough emphasis or enough focus on teachers or ensuring that the best people become teachers. We have the best people in the healthcare service, which is great. We need them there too. But many of the problems or the issues that our healthcare faces is as a result of the things that we were not taught at school or weren't taught properly at school. In fact, many of the issues that we face in society today could have been prevented or reduced if we were better educated. If we were taught about money at school or how to handle money at school, perhaps less people would be in debt today. If we were taught about how to eat well and look after our bodies more, not saying that we weren't, but I'm saying if those things were emphasized more, perhaps we would wouldn't have as many people falling into bad eating habits when they get older. Education is the prevention. Everything else in life is just looking for a cure. If we spent more money on the prevention, which is education, we wouldn't have to spend so much money on the cure. Perhaps we need to sing the praises of our teachers more. We need to encourage the best minds, the greatest minds, to become teachers. Teachers teach us way more than just maths and English and formal subjects. They influence us in terms of how we think, how we process things, our morals and our values. I say this off the back of having just heard that one of my most influential teachers recently just passed away, and he didn't teach me a single subject. He wasn't my teacher for any of the subjects that I took, but he is a teacher that I will remember for the rest of my life because he was an example and a role model in so many other ways. The person I become one day will be as a result of all the teachers that I had. And that's why the Vimeo Foundation want to focus on education as its first and biggest priority, because if we're going to change society, we need to change the education system. Well, that's it from me today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please do get in touch with us on Instagram using the @TheVimoye Foundation. So that's the VEMOYE Foundation. We'd love to hear from you. And if you would like to partner with us and be a part of improving the education system, please do check out our website, www.thevimoyefoundation.com. And you can sign up to our £1 pledge, where we are asking those who are interested to sign up to just giving £1 a month, because collectively, £1 is very powerful. I hope you have an amazing week. And remember, King Azana is an example of the difference just one teacher can make. See you again soon. Bye.